And once again, good morning from the Power Hour. It's 11:06 a.m. Thursday, December 16, 2021. For those of you listening to us live here on your radio or whatever means of communication you have, some of you are streaming. That's always good. If you're streaming on shortwave, you're probably listening to a repeat broadcast, but that's okay. At least you're listening. Dave Krieger with you. It's wonderful to be talking to you today. And if you want to talk to me today, all you got to do is pick up your phone and call 844-769-2944 and tell me what's on your mind, because that's what makes this show tick, is your thought process, not just mine. Even though some of us may, as we were discussing this morning over coffee, feel a little Anne Franked these days. Y'all feel like you're in hiding. Hiding from something. You don't know what. Maybe they're coming to hold you down and give you the jab or something. Is that what you're thinking every morning when you get up? Well, you know, all you got to do is say no. You remember that Reagan thing? Just say no. Yeah, I remember that one time that hippie came up to President Reagan with a bag of pot. And he says, "Hey, Mr. President, you wouldn't mind holding this bag of pot, would you?" And the president said, "No." That was my joke for this morning, folks. By the way, if you're going to order from the Power Mall, the Christmas shipping cutoff date is Friday. That's tomorrow. So if you want to get it by Christmas, you got to choose priority mail shipping. And we do ship free with all orders over $200, excluding drop ship, of course, because it's coming from another source. And everybody that puts in an order up until the 22nd, it's going to be entered in to win a free 30-day supply of Optivita Complete Essentials Whole Plant Nutrition Mix. That's a $90 value there as a supplement to boost your immune system. So you get to go in the drawing for that. Tranquil BOGO, buy one, get one. It's still good through the month of December while supplies last. Got an interesting mix of guests on today. Dr. Paul Thomas will be joining us at 11:30. And why is that important? Well, because he had his license suspended by the Oregon Medical Board. The little commies up in Oregon wouldn't let him treat his patients. This is what's happening all over the United States, folks. These doctors have woken up and they know what's going on. And, you know, when you're dealing with these state medical boards and they're all woke, they like to wield an iron fist, and some people are suffering for it. At 12 o'clock, Gerald Celente. He is the founder, director of Trends Research and publisher of the weekly Trends Journal. He's going to be joining us as well with a little trends tracking information. Tony Lyons, who is the actual publisher of the RFK book we talked about on our show the other day, The Real Anthony Fauci, he is going to be talking about modern-day censorship. You are not going to want to miss that. Skyhorse Publisher. In the meantime, you got to know what's going on around you. And here's the thing, and I've warned people about this, about investing in crypto. Cryptocurrency basically is like, they say that it's real, and it may be real in your mind. It's like Rod Serling. Imagine if you will. Submitted for your approval. You remember that? You're about to enter the Twilight Zone. So here's the thing. You got Russia banning crypto. They want to ban this is Central Bank of Russia. They don't want to mess with crypto. Why? Because most of the time, the banks cannot control the flow of this stuff. It's ether. And if EMP occurs anywhere where there is a central bank in operation, ether goes away. Everything that operates on electricity, I don't care what database you're talking about, you will have no access to it at all, because the Bitcoin machines you get your money from that translate into actual dollars won't work. They'll be gone. I had a police officer, Charlotte County, Florida sheriff one day. I showed him my EMP shield in my van. And I said, you know, every police car needs one of these things. And he says, if the power goes out, we'll just switch to VHF. I'm like, dude, you just don't get it, do you? The VHF is not going to work. The electricity is going to be gone. If you need electric to operate on, you better have some alternate way of doing it. And it's no wonder that they're selling all these solar power generators and they're keeping them in Faraday bags. You got to wonder about that. And some people actually have paid attention and woke up. And we are going to have Senator Bob Hall come on the program toward the beginning of next month to discuss it. He is a Texas senator that is pushing for Texas to become EMP defendant. Yeah, he wants everybody to be completely powered up and to be able to resist an attack. RT is reporting not only that Russia wants to ban cryptocurrencies, and they see them as reducing or being a risk to their financial stability. A senior official at the Bank of England is also questioning the value of Bitcoin, which soared to $68,000 last month, citing the currency's volatility, warning that digital assets could theoretically or practically drop to zero. And here's the thing. People are playing in it. And the thing is, cryptocurrencies in British households, 0.1%. That's how many British households' wealth is stored in crypto. Crypto is like a vault, right? If you can just imagine a vault, a crypt. What do you think they call that? Because they have a crypt full of assets. And the assets are all ether. Ether is gas. It's like air, except it's got some chemicals mixed in with it that put you to sleep. Yeah, and if you're asleep, then you're just not paying attention to what's really going on in the world. Well, I don't think we're ready for a cashless society yet. You might call to chime in, 844-769-2944. What would you do if all of a sudden they said that your dollar bills that you have in your possession of any denomination are no good? What would you do then? You couldn't travel. Couldn't go to Paris for sure. RT's reporting Paris said it's going to ban UK tourists from entering France in an attempt to slow the spread of the more contagious, oh my God, variant. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Supposedly it's already rampant in Britain. We got everybody scared again. You see all these people, as soon as they say boo, everybody jumps. Seriously. What is going on in these people's minds? I just don't get it, why they are doing this. And if you don't have a booster shot, guess what? George Washington University, according to Activist Post, has threatened to restrict registration access for students who don't get their booster shot by March 15th. I'm Casey Kasem for American Top 40. Did you get your booster shot today? Oh, you got to love this. This is one of the reasons these liberals, these woke liberals, you should just, you know, these people, there's so many other ways. And I actually interviewed somebody that has a program that you literally can get a job within 6 to 12 months that pays as much or more than a college degree. Seriously, he's written a book about it. It's a manual. And hopefully we're going to get him on the show in the future, because all these people that think that they're going to get out there and make money, it's like the Joker, the liberal Joker that goes in there and majors in forestry. Really, what kind of jobs do you think there is in forestry? You know, my wife thinks there's a lot of jobs in forestry. She's smiling at me right now, patting herself on the shoulder, thinking, hey, this is a good thing. You know, if you're a nature lover, yeah, it might be a good thing, but does it pay? Will you survive on it? We don't know. But like I said, I've met so many people at this conference up in Dallas last week. They've just enlightened me on a lot of new things, and I didn't realize that there was so much activity going on in the attempt to create a parallel economy. Imagine that. And imagine being in Louisiana, not even in the Big Easy, anywhere in the state. Well, John Bel Edwards, the little commie, has confirmed that he is moving forward, adding COVID-19 vaccines to the required list of school immunizations, despite the state's House Health and Welfare Committee voting to reject that proposal. You are going to jab these people? John Bel Edwards, they ought to string you up now before any of this happens, because you're going to kill a whole bunch of people. A whole bunch of kids are going to die because of you. And if they don't die, they're going to be sterilized. A number of things we don't know are going to happen. Are you willing to take that risk to your political career? Apparently so. This is a very bad thing for the people in Louisiana, and those listening, you need to wake up and start taking action in your local community. And you need to contact the governor's office and tell him there will be hell to pay if he puts this thing in motion, this cockamamie idea that he has in his little pea brain. I have no respect for John Bel Edwards. I don't care what you say, but If you have a different opinion about him, you can call me at 844-769-2944, and we will engage in dialogue about it. There have been a lot of people that disagree with this governor's measure. I talked to a couple of people, the vaccine police, that say they're going to try to arrest John Bel Edwards on February 7th. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I hear a lot of patriot talk and a lot of Q talk, people saying certain things are going to happen on certain dates, and then they never happen. I tell you one thing that does. The Daily Caller is reporting that this woke mob has come for a professor at Boise State University, Scott Yenor. He's witnessing this kind of stuff firsthand. And I'll tell you, there's another thing that I have noticed, that Scott Yenor, who's a political science professor, very tenured, stirred up a very angry hive of discontent for a speech he made at the National Conservatism Conference in late October, denouncing the feminist ideology that treats boys and girls as if they are not only the same, but should want and value the same things as each other. He said that modern feminist ethos of careerism without connection to family and religion leaves them finding meaning in politics and what he called the global project. You don't have that kind of scenario if you operate biblically. Yenor also said that our culture now devalues and expects little out of men. In some ways, politically, after seeing some of the commercials and some of the TV shows that Hollywood has put out, I mean, you've got men constantly in TV commercials being ridiculed as the moron and the fool of the family. You got South Park ridiculing the family. They're breaking up the family unit. The parents have an obligation in raising offspring. Be fruitful and multiply, the Bible says. But here's the thing. We have a lot of people that do not love God, do not believe in the Bible. They worship Satan, and they are running amok in this country as well as all around the world. You have to understand that there are other professors that have been beaten up. Mark Crispin Miller is another one at NYU, which is another liberal institution. And he was trying to put forward a little experiment in propaganda, which is what he teaches. And one of his students who arrived late saw him telling everybody to take their masks off in class as part of an experiment in propaganda. And it was a test for the class. They were to do research on pros and cons of wearing a mask. And he had him taking it off. And she, of course, took offense to this because of her value system and tweeted it and got him in trouble with 19 of his other professors. They wrote a position paper, demanded the dean investigate and kick Miller off the campus. Miller told him to take it back. They wouldn't. He sued him. His GoFundMe account raised more than $100,000 for his legal fees. He is going after those 19 professors, which I think he should. He was simply doing an experiment that obviously went awry. Mr. Yenor is starting to feel the same kind of nonsense at Boise State University firsthand that Mark Crispin Miller at NYU on the other end of the country is feeling. This will not stop, folks, until we shut down these liberal institutions and the people that are teaching this woke nonsense. And the only way to shut them down is to not enroll in them. There are alternate ways of making a living in this world, folks. And if you want to know what the school systems in this country are doing, here's an example. There's an elementary school which contains a library that offers gender identity books for kids. Loudoun County, of course, making the news again, according to Daily Signal, which is a spinoff of the Heritage Foundation. It's their little publication. They keep four copies of an ideological book on gender identity for little kids, ages 4 to 8, according to what Amazon description said the book's intended for. The Virginia school system confirmed Wednesday to the Daily Signal, written by One Bad Mother podcaster Teresa Thorne. The book says, quote, this is the name of the book, "It Feels So Good to Be Yourself," unquote. It describes the terms sex assigned at birth, intersex, gender identity, gender expression, cisgender, transgender, and non-binary to readers. So which one is your kid identifying with these days? She writes, "It's my wish that this book helps children to better understand themselves and others in the author's note. This book is for trans kids, cis kids, non-binary kids, gender fluid kids, gender expansive kids, questioning kids, and all kids everywhere. The book's royalties, where are they going to? The LGBTQ organization Gender Spectrum. This, folks, this is how they raise money. And they give it to all these human rights campaigns and organizations that make up 1% of our population. Yet they get to come in and dictate how the other 99% of us should be. Folks, you have to understand that we are bigger than the 1% that's out there peddling this satanic influence. We're bigger than that. And we have every right as parents protecting our offspring to fight them by any means possible, legally and lawfully. Illinois parents, according to Epoch Times, are fighting to ban sexually explicit books from schools. Terry Newsom, the father of a two high school freshmen in a Democrat-leaning Chicago suburb, he was never into local school board meetings until about 5 months ago. Newsom was busy working as an associate VP at a global information services provider, also fighting two cancers, one being stage 4 prostate cancer. After he survived that one, his Italian mom, a devout Catholic, said to him, "Well, son, you must be kept on this earth for something." Then about 7 months ago, his then eighth grader son came home from school and said, "Hey, Dad, my teacher just told us that there's no American dream. It is not there for everybody, so it's not real." Newsom, of course, who is a descendant of European immigrants who had lived the American dream, was shocked. He called the principal and reached out to parents, all of which opened his eyes to what's going on at public schools. I'm like, "Oh my God," he said, "I already heard what happened in the eighth grade, but it's going to get worse in high school." In July, Newsom attended his first school board meeting at Downers Grove Community High School, District 99, voicing his opinions on hot issues such as critical race theory and mask mandates, and soon he emerged as an unofficial spokesperson for a concerned group of mostly moms. The moms are so happy to have an aggressive type A personality father to join them. They had mostly fought this battle alone against the giant system of public schools, Newsom tells Epoch Times. Now they're part of a nationwide fight to ban a comic book with graphic sex scenes from schools. And this is what they're teaching your kids. The Cato Institute is reporting 81% of Republicans think Facebook and Twitter's Trump ban violated the First Amendment. Strong liberals are three times more likely than conservatives to report users on social media. 58% of Americans support a First Amendment content moderation standard. A new Cato Institute, now this is a libertarian think tank for those of you, and I don't agree with everything they put out. Some of it shocks the conscience. It goes against my biblical thinking, but that's okay. That's my opinion. You can read this stuff for yourself. We like you to be well informed. Here's the thing. If we all knew the law and we all walked in love, there would be no need for attorneys because there would be no lawsuits. Life would be wonderful, but hey, this utopia does not exist in America. We are so ingrained in litigation, it's just unbelievable. This is how we overcome things. If we have to leave it to a bunch of judges, of which were appointed by different classifications of political parties, the political agendas are starting to come out as part of these judges' rulings. But this national survey of 2,000 Americans that Cato Institute YouGov conducted found that three-fourths of Americans don't trust social media companies to make fair content moderation decisions. The survey, conducted in collaboration with YouGov, finds that nearly two-thirds, or 60%, would prefer social media companies provide users with greater choice and control over the content they see in their news feeds, rather than to do more to reduce all users' exposure to offensive content or misinformation. That's 40% of that. It finds a majority, 63%, believe social media companies have too much influence over the outcome of national elections. Bingo. That 63% hit that nail on the head, because we know that Mark Zuckerberg, that little commie, has given so much money to sway political campaigns, it's not funny. This is what happens when you let the elitists come in and control your election cycle, folks. It's like giving America a giant case of gonorrhea. It takes serious action to get rid of it. And for those of you who thought you were out of the woods on the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, well, guess what? A federal appeals court yesterday reversed a nationwide ban on his COVID-19 vaccine mandate for some 17 million healthcare workers. The emergency rule will take effect in 26 states due to the ruling from a three-judge panel on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Two federal judges last month blocked the mandate. The first ruling applied to just 10 states. The second expanded it to across the nation. But the appeals court said it found little justification for the second move in the opinion issued by U.S. District Judge Terry Doty, a Trump nominee on November 30. Doty's order lacked a constitutional uniformity principle seen in previous cases like Texas versus U.S., or concerns outlined in that case and that others at patchwork rulings would undermine an injunction limited to certain jurisdictions. See, it's all back to the states again, folks. The mandate issued last month by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services covers roughly 17 million workers. That's why I bought that T-shirt when I was up at Clay Clark's. In the front of the T-shirt is a picture of Fauci, Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan, Anthony Mangala. And it says, Fauci lied, people died, pick a side. And that means that if you are faced, and you're one of these healthcare workers, imagine what would happen if 17 million healthcare workers said no all at once and left their jobs all at once. Imagine how the hospital industry would be affected then. What are these hospital administrators, these bozos out there that do not have medical licenses, are going to go out there and run these institutions on their own? I don't think so. More interesting stuff in the vaccine and what they're doing to doctors about it after the break. Dr. Paul Thomas will be joining us on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. This is getting serious, folks. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinua Raga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And we are back. It's 32 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Thursday, December 16, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Things are getting more serious as the woke get more reckless. Literally, and I just said in the last little bit here, the vaccine mandates for the healthcare workers, 17 million of them, in 26 different states are going to be enforced. And I, like I said, would love to see 17 million healthcare workers say no and walk off their jobs and cripple the hospital systems. To me, hospitals are nothing but death camps because of what they do, thanks to Dr. Anthony Mengele prescribing remdesivir, which he and his buddy Bill Gates are getting windfalls off of. This according to Robert F. Kennedy, who was on my show this week. You can go to thepowerhour.com to listen to that broadcast if you need a refresher in your earballs. The most important thing to understand is there are frontline doctors, many of which I met at Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour last week in Dallas, that are sacrificing their medical careers to save Americans. One of those doctors is Dr. Paul Thomas. He has a website, drpaulapproved.com. He also has other websites as well. And he has the Addiction Spectrum. This is a book he wrote. He's trying to raise money to sue the Oregon Medical Board. Why? Because they suspended his license for doing the right thing. We have Dr. Paul on the show with us right now. Good day to you, sir. Thank you for joining us here on the Power Hour.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, now this is the, you have another book out there, The Vaccine Friendly Plan. Is that right?
Correct. That's right. Okay, now, that's the one that got me in trouble.
Oh, darn. You know, because you speak the truth. This is a sad thing, Dr. Paul. You know, you speak the truth and then they beat you up for it. These guys can't even see past their own noses and see what's really going on here. They truly have to be blind. You are degreed from Dartmouth Medical School. You did pediatrics residency at UC San Diego. You do integrative pediatrics. That's your practice. You serve more than 11,000 patients in the Portland, Oregon area. Well, that explains it, why they came after you. Portland is so woke, it's not even funny. You were named a top family doctor in America by Ladies Home Journal in 2004. Top pediatrician in America in 2006, 9, and 12, and 14 by Castle Connolly. And the thing is you grew up in Zimbabwe, the former Rhodesia, and you speak multiple languages. And you got 10 kids, all of whom are vaccinated. Now, what are they vaccinated with?
So my kids are ages 25 to 37. And back when I first got out of Dartmouth Medical School, my pediatric training, I truly believe vaccines were the most important thing we could do. Pediatricians to this day are still preaching that same message. Vaccines are safe and effective. Get all your vaccines according to the CDC schedule. Well, I started noticing my patients were not doing well. In fact, I saw four kids over a period of 4 years regress from a normal one-year-old into a nonverbal, completely severe autistic kid by age two. I decided at that point, we got to look into this. I mean, what we need is more data, because what is happening to the health of our children? Fast forward, I wrote the book, The Vaccine Friendly Plan. It just has 100-plus peer-reviewed articles showing that we've got a problem with the current schedule. And so that put the target on my back. The medical board started coming after me. February 2019, they sent me a request to prove that the Vaccine Friendly Plan is as safe as the CDC schedule. Well, I hired an outside expert, take every baby born into my practice. I had 10 years plus at that point in integrative pediatrics and about 15,000 patients at the time. We had over 3,000 born into my practice. We took every single one, de-identified the data, looked at all health outcomes, and published the results in a peer-reviewed journal, the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. That is the biggest real-world vaxxed, unvaxxed study that's ever been published. 5 days after that was published, the Oregon Medical Board had an emergency meeting and suspended my license that I was a threat to public health.
Oh, my. And so could you give us, like, the 40,000-foot view of what this study showed?
So what this showed was absolutely shocking. Shocking to people who don't realize that vaccines have risks. So this mantra you hear on the news, and it's true even of the COVID vaccine, they keep trying to tell you it's safe. Nothing could be further than the truth. Vaccines are safe and effective is a marketing slogan, and that's it. But people take it as a fact. What my data showed was, and the graph that's in there that's got an orange line over 10 years just climbing to the sky and a blue line that's almost flatlined at zero. Orange are the vaccinated kids. Blue line is the unvaxxed. And for all of these conditions, the vaccinated kids have almost none of them. I'm sorry, the vaccinated kids have tons and increasing amounts of these conditions, unvaxxed almost none. And this applies to asthma, all other allergies and eczema. It applies to neurodevelopmental things, behavioral issues, ADD, ADHD. And it even applies to infections, whether they're respiratory or ear infections or eye infections or all infections. And you think, wait a minute, I thought vaccines prevent infections. Well, they might help you reduce the infection for which you're vaccinating, but overall, it increases all other infections. I don't think people realize we are only vaccinating on the childhood vaccine schedule for 14 things. There are hundreds of potential infections, which many of them clearly are made worse by vaccinating.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing that bothers me, because now John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, as we just reported on our show this morning, wants to make COVID-19 vaccinations part of the school immunization schedule for kids. I mean, this is just ludicrous. It's just absolutely insane. And he's being basically objected to on multiple fronts, including his own health departments.
Yeah, let me speak to that briefly, because I am a pediatrician. I have had over 10,000 patients. Yeah, over 10,000 patients in my practice. We have not been giving the COVID vaccine. We haven't given it. We don't stock it. I don't plan to give it. I think it's criminal. However, take the experience of those 10,000 patients since the beginning of this pandemic. How many have ended up in the hospital? Zero. How many ended up in the ER? Zero, to my knowledge. Certainly no deaths. So kids, real-world experience from a very large, busy practice, are not in danger from this virus, period, end of story. They're trying to make it out like we need to vaccinate these kids so they can protect others. That is absolutely the opposite of the reality. Kids are getting COVID infections. It's a mild cold. Sometimes it's no symptoms at all. And we now have the data. It's really well documented that getting a natural infection gives you lasting, robust immunity. And that's the way we protect our elderly and our vulnerable in society, by letting kids get this infection. Kids from the beginning should be sent to school without masks, without any kind of social distancing. They should be allowed to hug and kiss and do whatever they need to do, be kids, and they will protect the vulnerable by allowing that to happen. The narrative is all backwards.
Yeah, you got to love that. In fact, there are people all across the country that are listening to this broadcast right now. 844-769-2944. Dave in New York, you are on the phone with Dr. Paul Thomas. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. I don't know if you're familiar with Hawthorne, New York, and supposedly that was where Fauci did an experiment on children at one point in time, and there supposedly is a pit there or whatever, and, you know, something to cover it all up. But, you know, where he was using HIV and all these other things on children. And I'm just wondering if you're familiar with that at all, and if there's any truth to that, you know, he was playing Faust Mengele or whatever, you know, years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I've read about it as you have, so I can't speak to the truth of it all. But the real Anthony Fauci, the book that RFK Jr. just published, goes into this. It's well referenced. I would refer people to that as a great resource. And clearly, there's some real problems with this man, and I don't know why he's being given such a large stage in the world to when he's so conflicted financially. I mean, it's so obvious that he has such, I mean, dollar signs in his eyes. It's every other utterance from his mouth is absolutely the opposite from the actual truth. It's not science at all. It's just propaganda.
You know, if you look at the tombs over in Egypt and you see all the gold and all that other stuff and the wives and the cats and everything else, he's heading in the wrong direction here pretty soon, because all that money he thinks he's taking with him, he's going someplace else. Thank you very much.
I believe that too, Dave in New York. Thanks for your call. We appreciate that. So, Dr. Paul, obviously the thing is, here's the frontline doctor, folks, that has been attacked. And if you got questions, 844-769-2944. I met another pediatrician at the conference at Clay Clark's Reawakening America in Dallas. And Dr. Paul, she is virtually reiterating the same things that you just said about your survey, the fact that kids don't need this. She is just highly objective and looking at the situation the way it really is. She will never, ever recommend giving a COVID vaccine to any of these kids because they virtually are not affected by this the way that Fauci and the government think. My question as a pediatrician, sir, is there a possibility or when can you ascertain when a child, because we're hearing things about this magnetic hydrogel that's in the jab that's not being disclosed, that contains all sorts of undeclared gobbledygook that literally goes to the sexual organs of the child being vaccinated. How soon can you tell if a child has been purposefully sterilized by the jab?
That's a tough one, and I'm very concerned about that. That should be a number one concern. Any parent who's thinking about enrolling their kids in this grand experiment, we already know the spike protein is concentrating in the gonads, the testes, and the ovaries, and you can pretty much be sure that they will not be able to have kids because there's going to be this massive immune response attacking your own gonads, your ovaries, and your testicles. How long it takes to get that data, though, this is the problem. It's going to take until they're of reproductive age and beyond for us to be sure that that's what actually happened. So we're looking at, you know, 10, 20 years out before the actual truth of what happened comes out. And if most of our kids get this vaccine, there's going to be very few births. Fast forward 10, 20 years. I don't know how humanity survives that if you really look at it objectively.
Yes, we were just, as a matter of fact, here at the house, we were tossing around some research that was done back in the 60s by Dr. John B. Calhoun with mice on Calhoun's rodent utopia. I'm not sure if you are versed in that, but basically what's happened was society, as far as these rodents go, just disappeared. They ended up turning on each other. I mean, it was just crazy. And we're almost seeing a repeat performance of everything that was done in the study by Dr. Calhoun back in the 60s. And you are absolutely right. I believe, Dr. Paul, that this scenario, if these kids get vaccinated, it's not just the myocarditis that we have to worry about. It's the fact that this is another mechanism, what appears to be population control as much it is giving this jab to the elderly. And I mean, people I know got the jab, the second Pfizer jab. 4 days later, they're dead of a heart attack.
Yep. We're hearing so many stories like that. The data that's coming on out of VAERS, and we know VAERS only captures a tiny fraction of what's actually going on. It's absolutely horrific. There is no explanation for why this vaccine is still allowed to be on the market. There's no scientific explanation whatsoever. Therefore, there is a massive political agenda behind this. It is being financed by big, 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 big money, folks. And if that's where you want to put your loyalty, God bless you and good luck.
We seem to, Dr. Paul, have a condition called cognitive dissonance going on in America today, where everybody seems to think that the government can do no wrong, and whatever the government says, we need to follow. I mean, all you have to do is go into an airport, see how packed these planes are with everybody wearing masks. It seems like just nobody wants to get it. I am so reluctant to fly these days. It's just crazy, and now they're talking about restricting interstate travel. When does this end?
Well, it ends when enough of us wake up. We don't need 50% of the population to wake up for this to end. We probably need 10-20%. And I think we're going to get there because they have overplayed their hand. People are going to have to start noticing that, oh my gosh, Aunt Jo or Uncle Joe and Aunt whatever, right? People are dropping dead, that and eventually that cognitive dissonance that you're talking about, where the news keeps telling you one thing, but what you're seeing in reality is something else. It's going to be bad enough, I think. I really do. It's going to be bad enough that people will wake up.
And the problem is that the medical community and all of the hierarchy at the CDC and everything else will blame comorbidities and not the jab.
Oh, absolutely. And they're already doing it. I saw an ad a couple weeks ago for the fact that shingles is one in three people. And I'm thinking, what? No, it's not. I've had a handful of cases of shingles my entire career. Shingles is a very rare reaction of the skin where your chickenpox virus breaks out when your immune system's suppressed. Well, when you suppress the immune system with this COVID jab, you bet. All the people who've had chickenpox in the past or the varicella vaccine, they're going to start having shingles. And shingles is no fun. It generally won't kill you, but it is extraordinarily painful, and I'm sure they'll have a drug for that as well.
No doubt. Well, Big Pharma's basically pushing the mainstream media anyway, as most of you know. We're going to the phones again. Esther in Washington, you have a comment or question for Dr. Paul?
Boy, I would love to just have a long 12-hour conversation with both of you guys. But we've been, you know, keeping track of people who've been vaccinated and where they've been going health-wise and also, like, with their emotional makeup. It's been very interesting and kind of frightening to watch. First of all, we've termed it the vac fog. They're in a fog, these people. And then they're very docile and compliant to, for the most part, but if confronted with a situation and they're in the wrong, especially public workers, they will immediately get angry and then try to suppress that anger and become docile and compliant. Could you comment on this?
Sure. So, as a pediatrician, I've watched the massive explosion of the childhood vaccine schedule, and so the publication of my data was that first wake-up call. When you talk about brain fog, if you have the opportunity, as I do, see, I have a practice with almost 1,000 unvaccinated kids, thousands of partially vaccinated, and thousands of fully vaccinated. I see the eyes of the unvaccinated infants and young children. They're bright. They're alert. They're connected. They are so alive, and you just see their well. It's like vibrant health, how it was supposed to be. You look at the eyes of the vaccinated kids, especially the babies, and shortly after they've had a whole bunch of vaccines, and there's nobody home. And I remember in my own kids, because back then I wasn't aware, my kids were highly vaccinated, followed the CDC schedule, and my goodness, nobody was home. So that's one thing. We just have that as a background. Now with this COVID vaccine that seems to be so much more powerful on your immune system, that spike protein gets to your brain and you start having your immune system attack your own brain. That's major brain fog. Add to that the effects of just plain old stress. I mean, the fear, if you're watching the news, you cannot help but start to become fearful. I won't watch it. It's like everything I read from the public health departments to the news is absolutely the opposite of the truth. It's like, what's happened here? The whole country's gone psychotic. My own mom was saying, well, Paul, how can everybody else be wrong and you be right? This is what we're up against.
Yep.
Well, truth, you know, truth always begins in a small way and then ends up in completely destroying their house of cards. So, COVID is simply the flu, correct? That's the name that we've given the common flu. And there's been 19 strains of it.
Yeah, so coronavirus is the family. Yeah, back in 2-3 years ago before COVID-19, I would test my sickest patients, the one that might need to be hospitalized and had a respiratory flu-like illness, for about 30 different things, and coronavirus was one of them, and coronavirus was traditionally known to be just a common cold.
Yes, and the specialty of COVID-19 is, or what we call it, con 19, is that it's it has been used with gain of function and with bat viruses, and then China's involved, the U.S. is involved, the globalists are involved, and they have manipulated this, and their reason for making it so strong is that we want to make sure that we're going to go ahead of what we think naturally could happen in the world with pathogens, and we're going to beat the natural process to the punch, so we're ready for it. That's their excuse.
Yeah, that's the theory behind gain of function, but it's insanity.
It is, and I call it, we all call it Frankenscience. And
sure.
You know, and then
absolutely.
One of the items, the ingredients is luciferate in the vaccines. And we've had instances now where friends from out of state, what have you, one instance where the man was normal, a good man, a Christian man. He took the vaccine, got the vac fog, and he stopped talking to his wife. He would look at her vacantly, and now he's asking for a divorce for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
That's sad, Esther.
Yes. So,
yeah. No, the stories are going to just be piling up of harm, and it's so sad. We just have to love the people around us and live the truth and live by example. Unfortunately, some people are already unable to hear or see what's actually going on, and all we can do is pray for them.
That's right, Esther.
And you know,
the thing is it's breaking up families. We already know this. I have enough evidence just in my own little network of people that have been arguing and complaining at each other. Families are turning against family members. It's sad when that has to come to that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we appreciate your call, Esther. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. Dr. Paul, you are trying to raise, you said, $1 million to fight the Oregon Medical Board. I want to take a bit of time with what we have left over here to elaborate on the various channels or places where people can go to donate.
Yeah, drpaulsfight.com is where I would have you go. There's a Gifts and Go program there. What I love about that program is even if you don't have funds to support, you can click that prayer button and you can pray. We've got more prayers than we have donations. It is powerful. I feel empowered. You know, I haven't made a penny all year from my practice, and that's not what this money will go to. I'm surviving. I'm okay. I cannot, however, fight the board and bring them to their knees like they need to be brought to their knees without the funds. So my commitment to everyone involved is I will fight as long as there are funds. DrPaulsFight.com is where you can go. You can donate. You can click on a prayer button. You can share. And together, I'm standing for medical freedom. I'm standing for informed consent. And I'm standing for the truth. We need to fight these rogue medical boards that are just destroying healthcare as we should be having it in a free country.
Okay, now you want to elaborate on all of the other pay sites that you have?
No, I think that's fine. I do, for people who are interested in information, just as this is a very important show that you have here, when they took my license, I thought, okay, I've got time. I'm going to further the message and get the experts on. I've had people like Peter McCullough, just like you have, on my show. It's called Against the Wind, Doctors and Science Under Fire. And the website for that, where you can link onto that, is doctorsandscience.com. So I think if you just remember Dr. Paul's Fight, and if you want to get on my weekly show, doctorsandscience.com, I think that's plenty. I look forward to linking arms with all of you, and I have to leave you with a message of hope. Our natural immune system is so amazing. I mean, all the people I know who are unvaccinated are doing amazing. I'm in auditoriums with sometimes thousands of people where I'm speaking and others are speaking, and most of the people in these auditoriums are not vaccinated. We don't wear masks in certain states where we are. We have these meetings where we can actually gather freely, and we're all fine. I have yet to hear of a single person who's had a problem. Sometimes I'll ask the audience, raise your hand if you've had COVID. Half the audience have had COVID, and they're fine. How many of you have ended up in the hospital? One hand or two. How many have died? None. Now, Can COVID kill a person if they're high risk? Absolutely. As we just heard on this show, the gain of function stuff, it was made a little more problematic than your typical common cold, but it's still nothing against a robust immune system. So go forward without fear, turn off the news, and get information from good sources just like this one.
Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Paul. And also, because of the fact that we have so many frontline doctors out there, we do have a website, americasfrontlinedoctors.org. And I will tell you this, these people are backed up. From going to Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour in Dallas last week, I discovered that firsthand by talking to some of the doctors like Peter McCullough and Dr. David Martin, who's not a practicing physician, but he's the one that did all the patent research on Fauci. And one of the things that, you know, we also want to point out is research is extremely important here, folks. If you have any questions at all whatsoever, the idea is to get books like The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Dr. Paul, you have a couple of books out. Do you want to give references where people can find those? Because I'm sure that you are benefiting financially from that, too, and we want to help in any way we can.
Sure. Well, The Vaccine Friendly Plan is probably my most important book because it really gives you the science behind vaccines for the childhood schedule and allows parents to really start thinking clearly. And what I always say to parents is that book is not friendly enough. I wrote that book in 2016. Since then, my own data has been published and several other studies that compare vaxxed to unvaxxed have been published. And it turns out not vaccinating at all is way healthier. So The Vaccine Friendly Plan, The Addiction Spectrum is my other book, and visit drpaulsfight.com. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Paul, and there's our bumper music. We're going to the break. We'll be back with Gerald Celente to talk about statistics and other great stuff after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leece, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.